What's up, everybody? This is Stefan Hogan, and you're listening to the Opening Act Podcast.
That's right, you're listening to the Opening Act, a weekly podcast that features artists you should be looking at, the up-and-comers of the country music scene. I'm Dominic Gallen, and this week we're taking a second look at country up-and-comer Stefan Hogan.
Here's a second look at me as I get ready to release my new record, Dangerous Love. It's Dangerous Love.
What's going on, Stefan?
What's up, Dominic? It's good to be chatting again. How are you, man?
You know, I'm pretty good. And last time we spoke, you were out in Nashville.
Last time we talked, I was in Nashville with my wife, and we had just gotten engaged.
How's the married life been treating you?
Married life is good. Can't complain.
Well, let's just get right into this. Your brand new album is going to be released tomorrow. Let's talk about that.
So Dangerous Love kind of comes from a place of self-rediscovery for me as a songwriter. And I think as I've gotten older, I've moved from a place of trying to write songs to please other people to a place where I want to write what's in my head and my heart. And I got to go play with Vince Gill and his band, and I asked him about songwriting, him and his keys player, who's also a writer. And they talked to me about how what you hear on the radio is kind of like the light that comes from a star, and by the time you hear it, it was created a long time ago, and there's something new being done already. And they stress the importance of trying to be authentic as a writer and be yourself. And so I kind of took that home with me and was super inspired from that conversation, feeling like, you know what? For a while, I've tried to reflect what's on the radio, but something's missing. And it's not that the songs I wrote were bad. I like them a lot, and I like the party tunes, but there was a lack of transparency in my writing, and I was afraid to write what was going on in my life. And that's why girls love love songs. That's why girls need love songs. It'll make them high, make them cry, make them feel alive, make them wanna hear it just one more time, maybe life can be a love song. And so on Dangerous Love, I kind of put all that aside, and I kind of broke down this wall and decided, you know what, I'm gonna write from what's in my heart and what's going on in my life. And I have a lot to talk about, and I got married this last year, and there's been all these changes and adjustments, and it's been exciting and cool. I think the significance of this album is the fact that I've kind of come from this place of being at peace with myself and my future. I think for a long time, I felt this urgency, like, you need to go to Nashville and try everything you possibly can to get a record deal. And I think I was missing the point when I was thinking that way. Because to me, I never started doing music because I was trying to get a record deal or get famous. You know, I was doing music because it's something that I loved. And my dad did music, and I wanted to play and be like my dad. So I think for me, getting back to the point where I'm content with who I am as a songwriter and I'm writing songs because I love it, you know, not thinking like I need to write a hit, but I'm going to write something that I'm proud of, has really just lifted a weight off my shoulders as a songwriter. And we'll fly up into the mountain sky. And we'll soar above the pines, breathing in the countryside of her and I. God, you did it all right. God, you did it all right. While you're sipping green beer on March 17th, you'll be listening to my new record. That's the release date. It's Friday the 17th. It'll be available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Amazon Music, anywhere online that has music, you'll be able to find it. Also, select record stores, and then my website, stefanhogan.com, spelled S-T-E-P-H-A-N, hogan.com. And you just click on store. You can buy a cool shirt and a hat while you're at it. Let's get gone, let's get gone. Bandits on the highway, freedom coming our way. Let's get gone, let's get gone. So It was kind of a fast project because I didn't have a ton of money to do it, but at the same time, it kind of created something that wasn't perfect, which was kind of what I was going for.
You and I, it's long gone, goodbye.
Another thing I'd like to throw out there is just my social media handle. So if you want to get in contact with me or see what's going on with my music, I'm at Stephan Hogan, Stephan Hogan, on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Spotify. On Spotify, there's another Stephan Hogan, but he's a bald guy. That's not me. But if you look for the Stephan version, you'll find me. And Dominic, thank you so much for having me. I know you're crushing it down there in Texas. And look forward to coming out and hanging out with you and riding in your new truck sometime soon. Peace, man. God bless.
I just want to thank Stephan Hogan for being a part of this podcast once again. And thank you for listening each week. Dominic Allen, this has been your opening act.
Dominic, thanks for supporting us independent country artists. Have a good St. Patrick's Day.
For every piece of gold that is found, somebody dies. For every piece of gold that is found, somebody dies.